like to extend the most heartfelt welcome to all of you who have attended this auspicious occasion of Giriraj's appearance. Please know that if you bring a heart without holes in it, then the Charanamrita of Giriraj will fill your heart and it will stay there. If you bring a heart with holes, there will also be something left at the end. At the beginning, discuss a little bit about the glories of Giriraj Maharaj, so that we will be able to celebrate this festival in the right frame of mind. Everything material and especially spiritual is dependent on your state of consciousness. The state of consciousness will decide your experience, and therefore we first have Katha. I will quickly say something, and then Bhujan Prabhu will also say something, and then we are tuned in. And then we can have the best experience. Will you give your attention? Oh, that sounded half dead. I need your full attention, not half-dead attention, Hare Krishna. Let us offer our obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Aminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesa Sanyavadi Askachyane Sata Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Advaita Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would like to open with a very nice invocatory shloka from Gaga Samhita. I will request those who are next to me to postpone the discussions for afterwards, if it is possible. Govardhana Dharam Vande Gopakam Goparupinam Gokulotsavam Ishanam Govindam Gopika Priyam. I worship the lifter of Govardhan. Who is the lifter of Govardhan? He is also known as Giridhari, no? I worship the lifter of Govardhan, who is the maintainer and protector of the cows. Gopala, who has the form of a cowherd boy. He is the festival of Gokula, the supreme controller of all. He is Govinda and the beloved of the gopis. My dear devotees, after Krishna had manifested the entirety of Goloka Dham, the entire spiritual world, Radha cast a sidelong glance at her beloved and sweetly said, O my Lord, if I have pleased you during the Rasa dance with my love, I would like to place a request before you. Krishna answered, anything, my beloved, consider it already done. In a tender voice, Srimati Radharani said, I want that next to the shore of the river Jamuna, you make a more secluded area for us, for more private association. And Krishna answered, Tatastu, so be it. At this moment, he cast the glance of his lotus eyes inward in the heart. What is in the heart of Krishna, at the bottom of the heart of Krishna? The love for Radharani, yes. And then, as he touched the love of Radharani, it burst forward, Gaga Samhita says, in the form of a flame and water simultaneously. It grew from his heart and jumped out of his heart, fell on the ground, and there started to grow. First it was a small elevation, then a small hill, then a big hill, then a small mountain, then a very big mountain. And it increased and increased, because the love of the Lord is not stagnant, it is ecstatic, it increases. Until finally Krishna put his hand on this mountain of love and said, enough, enough, you have already almost covered the entirety of this area. Now please be content and stay. And at that moment, by the Lord's inconceivable energy, the whole hill became covered with first-class trees, vines. There were streams of water flowing. Lakes were there, my dear devotees. And not only parrots like we have now here, but monkeys and everyone and everything. Radha looked at this manifestation of Krishna's love with delight. She could see that this was the best of creations, the best of mountains. It was the place where all holy places reside. Therefore it is said, when you do one circumambulation of Giriraj, you have circumambulated all the holy places, Ganga, Puri, everything. My dear devotees, we are assured that everyone who listens to this pastime with attention, he becomes sinless. So you should by now feel a lightness of the heart. But how did Giriraj come into this world? This is a very important question. At the end of Dwarapa Yuga, the time had arrived for Krishna's avatar, appearance in this world. So he approached Radha because he didn't want to go alone and said, my beloved, I need to appear in this world, according to schedule. Please come along. Radha looked at him with eyes full of disbelief and said, no. Then she said this verse, I have the first line here for us, Yatra Vrindavanam Nasti. That place is not Vrindavan, where there is no forest of Vrindavan, where there is no Yamuna, and where there is no Govardhan Giriraj. So the mountain, Krishna looked at the mountain, looked at Yamuna and the forest, and said, "You have heard the request of my beloved. Why are you still here?" And then they expanded. They stay. My expansion is no problem. And they came here. And this is Giriraj, whom you see now with your very eyes. He is not as big as the Giriraj which we have heard about in the spiritual world. And there's a reason, because Krishna stays here in Vrindavan for a limited time and then he moves and Giriraj to Mathura and then Dwaraka. And Giriraj feels so much separation that he sings every day a little bit. Let us stop here. Yes, stop. Let us ask a question to ourselves. Do we see a mountain of love? What do we see? A small... What do we see? I know there is the thoughtless reply and there's the thoughtful reply. Our senses cannot see the holy places. Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriyai. Our senses, material senses, present senses, are not equipped. Can you see me? The thoughtless answer is yes. The thoughtful answer would be only if you can see my soul. Can see me as a soul. This was already a lapsus linguae. Only if you can see the soul can you see me. What you see is not me. It's not me. This is only the body which has been born and it which will die and will be eaten by worms. I like to be burnt by flames is much more poetic, I find. The real me is the eternal soul, which had a face before this face. Face. Which had a life before this life. With the senses we cannot see. There's a statement in philosophy. He who looks outside does not see. Only the one who looks inside sees. And this looking inside to see the spiritual reality is done really only by the art of Shravanam, hearing. Hearing gives the conditioned soul Shrutekshita, the eyes to see. This is the path of the Bhagavatam school. The Shrutekshita path, which helps us to see a reality which is hidden behind the external appearances, which can help us to see the real reality. Today, Krishna, yesterday, had an argument with Nanda Maharaj. He discussed with him. He had seen that there were preparations on the way for a large festival. And he said, "Father, for whom is this festival? We just had Diwali. Diwali ho gaya, finished. Now another festival." "Yes," said Nanda Maharaj, "it's our Indra Puja, which we do every year. Our fathers and grandfathers have done it." So with a series of arguments, Krishna convinced Nanda Baba that he should discontinue worshiping Indra and worship Giriraj instead. And because Giriraj was nourishing everyone, the cows and everyone. So Nanda Maharaj gave in, but a problem started. Indra felt so offended. From his perspective, he saw externally that he was my rasagula and sandesh. It was meant for my pleasure. And this talkative boy has convinced his father and the whole community to worship a rock instead. Not Brahma or his swan or a saint. A rock, a mere rock. And he saw externally. So he had sent rains and that comes later. He was offended, but the cowherd community was in bliss. They worshipped Giriraj. This is Giriraj Puja. We will also worship him. And Giriraj took on a form that looked exactly like Krishna, only that it was gigantic in size. And he began to take handfuls of rice and vegetables. He attracted the rivers and lakes who came by to have a drink in between. When the Vrijbasis saw that this gigantic form, this Krishna form, ate mountains of food, they rushed forwards like chakora birds to deliver what they had cooked right into the hands of Giriraj, this mountain-like Krishna form. He ate with his right hand while sticking his left thumb up and his finger up to deride Indra. This is a very offensive gesture in Braj. It means, you know, it was offending Indra. And with the right, he continued to eat like anything. So when the Vrajvasis saw this with their own eyes, they became greatly astonished because soon there was not even a grain left from all these mountains of rice and sabjis. As this form ate, he became taller and taller and taller. I think you watch this also on your stomach when you eat. It becomes taller and taller as you go on. But here, the whole form expanded and became taller and taller and taller and more blissful. The Vrijbasi said he wants more. He's not satisfied. Balaram, help. And Balaram knew. He picked a tulsi leaf and gave it to Giriraj, and Giriraj then was satisfied. Then he took some large bamboo rods and brushed his teeth with them. Then all kinds of devotees came forward and they asked this form for blessings. At the end of this ceremony, we will also encourage you to ask what is in your heart desire. So, as we know, when Krishna does something, he serves many purposes at once. And in the Giriraj Leela, we can at least detect three purposes or three lessons that we can take to our hearts and take with us and for improvement of our life. The first is Govinda convinced his father that there was no need to worship anyone else than Giriraj. You don't need wealth. You don't need to take shelter with your relatives. You don't need anything to find your shelter, your strength, your intelligence. You just need to take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and He will protect you. You remember when Indra became so angry that he flooded the whole area with the same water that is, or the clouds came, the same clouds which destroyed the entire universe. This was an apocalyptic moment. Krishna lifted Giriraj. This is the first lesson. My dear everyone, especially in Braj, let us be encouraged. When something doesn't go our way, when we become disappointed, when we are on Parayatra and so many thorns have come in our feet that we almost cannot continue to walk, then, latest then, it's time to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. We normal people, this is the last thing where we take shelter, the Lord. Let this become the first thing after the Giriraj. The next thing is a more hidden lesson. The next lesson is to worship a devotee is even better than worshiping Krishna. Varaha Purana says this in a very nice way. It says, Siddhir Bhavati Vavet Neti Shangshayochu Te Sevinam. There may be a doubt whether one attains perfection by serving Achyuta. Who's Achyuta? Krishna. There may be a doubt that if I serve him, I attain perfection. Look at the sad history of perfection in ISKCON. Look at my own life. I am trying and trying, but have I reached perfection? No. There may be some doubt. Varaha Purana acknowledges. But there cannot be any doubt that perfection is attained when the devotee of Achyuta is served. You have perhaps seen in our movement a lot of emphasis is placed on serving Srila Prabhupada. And those who have surrendered to Prabhupada with faith and have offered a sacrifice in their service, they have seen extraordinary things happening by the blessings of a devotee. So it is said, with one perspective, this is the greatest servant of Krishna because he provides caves in which the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place. Do you know what is the greatest need of people who feel love in their heart? Money? No. A new house? No. At least a scooter that you love? You want to have a scooter? The greatest need of those who feel love in their heart is to spend time with the beloved. When you have a very good friend, you want to, can we talk little when not everyone is around and interrupts? Radha and Krishna cannot meet very freely in Vrindavan. They have a relationship so that they cannot gaze at each other before the elders and superiors. Giriraj provides meeting places that are absolutely secluded. These caves are not caves where you want to run away from. These caves are jeweled caves. They have lamps. They have pictures. Everything. They are fully equipped cage. There are boulders. Boulders means these stones where they can sit and talk nicely. Giriraj provides the best food for the cows of Krishna. My dear devotees, this was Krishna's goal. Mat Bhakta Puja Bhyadika. The cause for devotion is one can satisfy the Lord more when one worships the devotee. If my devotee is worshipped, then I'm worshipped directly, Krishna says. That is why he lifted the mountain. And as he lifted the mountain, he lifted it on like this. Now, this has two meanings. One meaning we all know. He wanted to show, look, Indra, my little finger of the left hand is enough to make all your attempts at revenge ridiculous. But look at this. It is also a mudra. The mudra of worship. So Krishna with his left hand for 7 days made this worshipful mudra towards Giriraj. He had one message for Indra, another to Giriraj. You are my best servant. I worship you. And may the people of this world worship you sufficiently. The last reason is a confidential reason. Out of the natural shyness, Radha and Krishna do not look at each other during the day. Now, for 7 days, all Radha and the Gopikas were, Raj Sundaris were all there, the gopis were there, and everyone was busy looking at Krishna because that was the real festival of Giriraj Govardhan. They looked at Krishna as he was holding the finger. And sometimes Krishna said, Mother, my left arm pains a little. Please, you massage. And I need some nourishing food. So he invoked the Vatsalya Rasa from Mother Yashoda. Yashoda reacted and loudly said, I say to all of you cowherd men, why do you let this little boy carry the hill? You carry it. And so on. But with Radha, another rasa went on. They exchanged loving glances in private. No? So, yes, in this pastime, says Jiva, Shri Krishna did not reveal only the sacrifice to Giriraj. He also relished the increase of beauty in the moon-like faces of Shri Radhika and the Vraja Sundaris. Three reasons. Do you remember one of them? No, yes. We are typical ISKCON audience. We forget everything. Huh? Some of you are whispering with the lips. Okay, so this is your chance, devotees. Listen again. We don't need any other shelter than Krishna, Giridhari Krishna, Govardhan. He proved it by holding the mountain up and protected everyone. Second, Krishna worshipped his devotee and established that by worshipping the devotee, I'm always satisfied. And the third reason, that's a reason you might like to forget because it is very confidential and we don't want to intrude in these areas. But these two we should remember, no? Shall take shelter of Krishna. My dear devotees, it worked for me. I had a great, great physical illness. I thought I have to go back to Berlin, go to the best clinic and have surgery done. It was so painful that I could not sleep any longer. Finally, I said, I don't like to do this, but Giriraj, I don't want to take shelter now at the Charité, that's the big clinic in Berlin. Let me try. Giriraj, can you please take away this terrible ailment, which is so crippling? And the next, there was not an immediate response, but the next, in the evening, I went to bed, I took one medicine, and the next morning, it was reduced. And it kept on reducing, reducing, and at this moment, or now, it is not there. It's sometimes a little shadow I can see, but it is not painful any longer. Sorry, I spoke like a Christian. That's what Christians do. My leg broke and I called Jesus, Jesus, and then it healed. But I thought it might get your attention more than a philosophical story. The idea here is shelter of Krishna and serving the devotees. Another, and I want to end here, is, my dear devotees, actually when we think a little about this appearance of Giriraj, it is the central theme there is love. Hare Krishna Prashanta, I'm seeing you, Hare Krishna. The central theme is love, no? I mean, a mountain of love, so much love. We have perhaps a big spoonful of love, but Krishna has a mountain of love. And this love is something that pervades on this day all of Braj. It pervades. It comes from Giriraj. He will be very satisfied by the festival which we try to do and shower you with mountainous love. This is, we can here enter into the mood of what is Vrindavan, no? A specific love, a close love, not a distant God, a close God who is very loving. I wish you therefore with all my heart that you can make a very good experience of Giriraj's kindness today on his appearance day. It is always said on appearance days the mercy is bigger, no? So today may all of you be flushed, may all your sorrows and all your worries go. And instead, may Paramananda, the highest pleasure or ananda or joy, enter your heart and empower you for the rest of your life. And if you need to take another life, then also for that life. So thank you very much for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Nitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari.